The federal government is fiercely defending its decision to send, or its announcement anyway, that it will send all asylum seekers arriving in Australia to PNG. Under the Regional Resettlement Agreement, Australia will bear the full cost of the plan, including the cost of genuine refugees being resettled in PNG or in a third country. Opposition leader Tony Abbott says the agreement is not on solid ground. He says it's stuck together with sticky tape.
Mr Rudd has been misleading to the point of dishonesty about this. He said that under the arrangement struck, everyone who came illegally by boat to Australia would go to PNG, and that no one who went to PNG would ever come to Australia. Neither of those assertions is borne out in the document.
That's the opposition leader Tony Abbott speaking on the weekend. There are concerns in PNG as well. Some locals worried the Australian government may have to purchase tracts of land on which to settle the asylum seekers. Martin Namarang is a PNG journalist and blogger. He's speaking with our reporter, Mike Woods.
On one thread, there were about 200 comments, and most of them were negative towards the asylum seeker deal. And today's newspaper has this front page headline that says ridiculous, basically describing the deal with Kevin Rudd as being very bad for Papua New Guinea, and it's been selling like hotcakes. There's a lot of interest about this deal, and Papua New Guineans are generally opposed to the deal to have asylum seekers resettled in the country.
And Martin, why are they opposed to this deal?
The key issue amongst many people is that we do not have a formal social security system. And as we're aware of this issue, it's an agreement between the Australian government and the Papua New Guinea government, and agencies like the UNHCR aren't party to this deal. So it's very unclear how these asylum seekers will be processed. From Papua New Guinea's experience of dealing with refugees, we have had decades of involvement with the West Papuan refugees, and many of the West Papuan refugees who have been resettled into the country live on tracts of land and live subsistence existence. So the perception here, when the Australian government and Papua New Guinea talk about resettlement, it means giving tracts of land to people to resettle. So that sort of set up issues about land, which is very sensitive in Papua New Guinea.
And where is it most likely that these refugees will be settled? Is that clear yet?
Well, that is the thing, and that is why a lot of discussions have been very speculative, and that no one, in fact, no one wants them in their backyard, so to speak. You have people from Manus Island who said, well, we've got enough problems on our island, they're not coming here, and people from other regions in the country saying, well, we don't want the refugees coming to our parts of the country as well. So basically, the asylum seekers or the refugees, the boat people are not welcome, at least in Papua New Guinea, and that's the perception of Papua New Guineans.
So I guess many people are saying, well, what does PNG get out of this? What's the benefit for us?
Well, exactly, and the perception is that this was a deal done between the Papua New Guinean elite for their own convenience, because Kevin Rudd essentially offered, you know, some people have described this as a very neo-colonial deal where they've said it's akin to how the Kiaps, who were the colonial officers, used to offer tobacco to carriers, and essentially Kevin Rudd offered two Papua New Guinea visa processing lanes in Cairns and Brisbane, and in return he seems to have got a better deal in terms of, politically speaking, for Labour Party, the resettlement of boat people here in Papua New Guinea as opposed to in Australia. So that analogy between the tobacco sticks and the neocolonialism of the whole deal has pretty much been the discourse online, at least.
What reaction has there been to this politically from the opposition?
It's only a six-man opposition, and it doesn't have as much muscle, if you like, in Parliament. And so it hasn't been this very, if you like, forceful renouncement of the deal. And so generally the discussion, the main opposition has been happening in civil society and not necessarily in Parliament.
PNG is primarily a Christian country. Many of the asylum seekers are Muslim. Is that a potential problem? Could that cause tensions?
Many have thought about it in a different way. And for us, Papua New Guineans, we've said, well, Australia might actually be creating problems for itself if you have Papua New Guinea becoming a place breeding ground for Islamic fundamentalism. You know, those people would most likely target Western interests, whether in PNG or just take a boat ride over the Torres Strait to Australia. So this has been viewed in that context. And of course, yeah, there's some there's some concern about whether these new immigrants would be able to integrate into society here.
You said that the headline in today's paper is ridiculous. Kevin Rudd was quite a popular figure in Papua New Guinea, certainly much more popular than Julia Gillard. What has this done for his reputation there?
Well, exactly. And he's been now being viewed as a neo-colonial master. And this is a shift from the view that he was a good friend of Papua New Guinea. The last time he came over, that is how we viewed him as a good friend of Papua New Guinea. And now that he's left from his second trip, you know, the perception is this guy, you know, pretty much a neo-colonialist coming to impose Australia's foreign policy on Papua New Guinea. So that perception of Kevin Rudd has definitely changed from being a friend to now a neo-colonialist.
Martin Namarong, thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much, Mike.